The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Reading area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Reading a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Reading.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Good morning, everybody. It is good to be back as we're a little bit late today. You know, last night was a long night, Jared. We had high school football. He was here in the studio for that. And it was a great game. However, those games are a little rough when we have to come back early in the morning to do these shows. However, very grateful. Last night, a wonderful win for Enterprise, coming back and beating West Valley 35-14. They look very good offensively. Sean McDonald, Leslie Cummings, Matthew Amasaki for Enterprise pretty much dominated offensively, and they also had a number of big plays defensively. So good for them to get their first win of the year, now 1-1, West Valley, after shutting out Foothill in week zero, 16-0. Is now 1-1 as well. So I want to start with this today. Aaron Rodgers and Odell Beckham Jr. both have gotten huge contract extensions this year. And, or recently, I should say. And here's the problem I have with that, is that when you have these big extensions and you have these huge deals for players, it really handicaps the salary cap otherwise. I mean, here's the difference in these two contracts. Obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. is a wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback. Pretty much both teams have to pay those guys, especially if you're Green Bay. You lose Aaron Rodgers, your team is in deep trouble. You start to lose a little bit of the fan base. So you have to re-sign Aaron Rodgers. You have to give him a big extension. But Odell Beckham Jr., on the other side, basically the Giants are hanging on to Eli Manning. And we'll see if OBJ can help them get to the playoffs again. But again, that's a very tough division in the NFC East. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we've seen teams in the NFL be successful because they have quarterbacks, they have their star players on smaller deals or rookie contracts. Think about last year with the Eagles, Carson Wentz on a rookie contract. They have more money to spend elsewhere to make their team better on defense, their offensive line. Same thing that happened with the Seahawks when Russell Wilson had that rookie contract because he was a second-round pick. It was much smaller. Dak Prescott with the Cowboys. So when you pay your quarterback lots of money, and even when you can even say Tom Brady as well, because when Tom Brady, he's taking cuts every year so they can make the rest of the team better by spending more money. So when you have these guys who are getting these big contracts, yes, they get paid. But now the team is going to struggle to help them out. Now, who's Aaron Rodgers going to get other than they got Jimmy Graham this year? But who is he going to get maybe in the free agency next year or the year after that that's going to help them get to the Super Bowl? Now, they're a team that's going to be good this year. He's coming off an injury. And again, you have to pay Aaron Rodgers. It's just now it's going to make things tough for the general manager. How are these guys, how are these extensions going to benefit this team in the long run? Now, all the fans are excited saying, yeah, OBJ, got to get him paid. He's the best wide receiver in the game. Maybe Julio Jones, Antonio Brown. Aaron Rodgers, probably the best quarterback in football right now. But there are so many good quarterbacks right now. Obviously, you have to go get one, but this is a little bit different. However, Aaron Rodgers is a guy who can make your team great. He can be the difference maker. Is Odell Beckham Jr. that guy? I don't think so. Wide receivers aren't as valuable as quarterbacks. It's very obvious. You can just look at the contracts. But in my opinion, you have offensive line, which is offensive line play is so big nowadays. I mean, you had Dak Prescott coming in his rookie year and basically have a great year because of how good the offensive line was. Obviously, had Ezekiel Elliott, but it's just unbelievable to see how Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract is going to hurt the Giants in the long run. Watch. Give it 2 years. I bet you he doesn't even make it to the end of the contract. Because while the Giants are happy to have him right now, but when they don't contend for a division title this year and make the playoffs, now people are going to be pointing fingers. Well, we paid Odell Beckham Jr. all this money, and he's not doing much. It's going to be really, really easy to point fingers at Odell Beckham Jr. and Eli Manning. Those are the guys that are going to get the fingers pointed at them. And they got a new head coach this year in New York. But my issue with these big contracts is, like I said, you pay these guys too much, you don't have enough money to pay elsewhere, and you're going to struggle at other positions. So, general managers, yeah, you got to pay your guys. You got to pay Aaron Rodgers. Do you have to pay Odell? I don't know. Maybe strengthen up the defense and use that money elsewhere. Wide receivers don't make or break. They're worth about maybe 1 or 2 points a game, where quarterbacks are worth 5 or 6. So I get Aaron Rodgers getting the contract extension. I don't get Odell Beckham Jr. getting the extension. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming right back, we'll have the NFC East predictions. A very tough division. I'm looking forward to that. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specifically to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more 4-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. The court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling, which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. It's a good song right there. Welcome to the jungle. Good way to start our second segment today. I have another guest going to be late today, Jared, and this is the second straight show that I have had guests be late. And the worst part about it is they're my friends. So I'm thinking it has more to do with our friendship than the fact that they don't want to come on my show. So I'm taking this personally. Anyway, Michael Neal will be here. Hopefully next segment, as I called him during the break, he's an athletic trainer from Simpson University. We'll talk injury prevention, things of that nature. He's usually a good guest, but typically when you're late, it takes away from that category. All right. NFC East predictions. Let's hit it, Jared. All right, so I've been doing this pretty much every week, a different division in the NFL, doing some predictions. We'll wait about 6-7 weeks into the NFL season. I'll probably be wrong. But, hey, it's fun. All right, so the NFC East, very tough division. We talked about the Giants a little bit earlier with Odell Beckham Jr. getting the contract extension. But these in-division games are going to be crucial because all these teams are good. The Eagles are good. The Cowboys are good. The Giants could be the best team in the division. I don't think they could be. They have a very high ceiling. If Eli Manning can turn into a Pro Bowl-level quarterback again, I think they have a shot to win the division. However, they also have the lowest ground, meaning that they could be really, really bad again this year. We saw them struggle last year as well. Then you have the Redskins. So this is a division where anything can happen, and that's what's going to be fun. And I've said this multiple times, is this year in the NFL, there's no bottom feeders, there's only a couple, so any team can pretty much beat any team on any given night, and that's what's fun about it. So every game this year in the NFL is going to be super important, and we'll see, we'll talk more about that in the fourth segment. As I mentioned, Michael Neal will be with us, joining us following next segment. All right, so we'll stop with the Philadelphia Eagles at the top of the division at 11-5. Yeah, I know, this isn't a very tough decision. Because they are the defending Super Bowl champs, Carson Wentz coming back. But here's the question with the Eagles. Is Carson Wentz going to be able to get back to the way where he was playing last year when he was an MVP candidate? If he doesn't get hurt, he probably wins the MVP. That's a whole other story. But he should be back week one. But Nick Foles, who's their backup quarterback, won the Super Bowl MVP, has looked absolutely terrible in the preseason. Now, I know it's preseason. I understand that. They have a good defense, though, but I just don't think if this team... It's so tough because when quarterbacks come off injuries, you really don't know how good they're going to be. And again, Carson Wentz hasn't gotten very many reps in the preseason. So those reps, he's going to be taking essentially preseason reps as the season starts. So the first couple games are going to feel like preseason games to him because he's getting back into the swing of things. So those first couple games could be a little rough for Eagles fans, and we know how tough Philadelphia fans can be. They could be wanting Foles to come back. Who knows? It's going to be interesting. But Carson Wentz is basically going to be the ride or die for the Eagles this year. So I have them at 11-5 atop the division, making the playoffs. Second in the division, the Dallas Cowboys. They're at 9-7, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people have them higher. They had a down year last year. Dak Prescott coming into his third year. And here's my opinion on Dak Prescott. He's very overrated. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. He's had a great offensive line. In his rookie year, he did play well, was an MVP candidate, but they just had a good season. He didn't have a great year. Yeah, he has a high QB rating, a high completion rating. That's because he's throwing 5 to 8 yard passes. Jared could throw 5 to 8 yard passes with his left hand and have a high QB rating. My point is you got to throw the ball down the field. And here's why, because eventually teams are going to start stepping up and shutting down those short throws. The reason why that hasn't happened yet is because they have Ezekiel Elliott and a great offensive line. Ezekiel Elliott, probably the best running back in the league. It's going to be close, but I would imagine he's up there. So he's going to be a huge factor for them. And what's nice about Prescott is he's not taking a lot of the heat when the Cowboys lose because Ezekiel Elliott is getting most of the carries. Now, the Cowboys this last year did not win the division, so they will not have a first-place schedule. So they should have a little bit easier of a schedule. But again, their O-line is great. Perimeter players aren't as good as last year. I know they don't have Dez Bryant this year. And here's what people haven't talked about Dez Bryant now that he was released. He was a distraction not only off the field, but on the field for defenses. That's the guy they would look at out on the perimeter. He was essentially, I think, their number one wide receiver, in my opinion. So the defenses would try to shift over more towards him, and he was a distraction. So then Dak Prescott could throw to other receivers. And again, their defense is average, maybe a little bit better than average. So the Cowboys at 9-7. New York Giants, I mentioned earlier with OBJ, 8-8. And here, you know, this is a team that it seems like they've been the same way for about 5 to 6 years. Eli Manning is still Eli Manning. He has two. He's going to be a Hall of Famer because he won two Super Bowls against Tom Brady. He's had some very good years. He's had some down years. Last year, he got benched. The Giants fans went nuts. They had to bring him back, fire the coach. So they're a little bit of a dumpster fire, but in the preseason, they've looked pretty good. If they get hot, they could be scary. That's what's the thing about the Giants. They need to go on a winning streak. They probably should do it early, and hopefully they can get their way to the top of the division, but I don't think so. I have them at 8-8. I had the Redskins at the bottom of the division at 6-10, and the reason for that is because Alex Smith is their quarterback. They have downgraded at quarterback from Kirk Cousins to Alex Smith. Now, a lot of people, the Redskins didn't want to give Kirk Cousins a big deal. They were franchise tagging him over and over again. Well, now he's gone. And they're going to feel the repercussions of that this year because Alex Smith, very similar to Dak Prescott, does not throw the ball down the field. He throws at most 20 to 25-yard passes. He doesn't throw a good touch pass. So the Redskins are going to struggle a little bit, I think, offensively. Their defense is good. But again, Alex Smith, similar to Dak Prescott, he is a guy where he is a game manager. He's been called that his entire career in San Francisco, in Kansas City. Kansas City probably had the most talented team last year in the NFL the last 2 years. But because of Alex Smith's inability to stretch the field with his arm, they struggled. So I have the Redskins at 6-10. And again, they won't throw down the field. But Vernon Davis and Alex Smith, they played together in San Francisco. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. But again, Alex Smith is the reason why I think the Redskins will be 6-10. And don't get me wrong, Alex Smith is a good quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. So, and that's my issue. So I have the Redskins coming in at 6-10. So that's my NFC East predictions. So here's another issue I have with the NFL right now. Is the preseason is too long. Weeks 3 and 4 of the preseason are it's hard to watch. It's so bad. What I want the NFL to do, and it's probably not going to happen because the NFL Players Association doesn't want to play more games in the regular season, but the preseason has basically become useless. Weeks 3 and 4, nobody watches. The ratings are way down. Weeks 1 and 2, because you have the actual starters playing, are not bad. But when you get into weeks 3 and 4, you have essentially second and third stringers and even fourth stringers, guys fighting for their jobs, which I agree, yes, that's important. But here's what I think we should do. Instead of having a four-week preseason where you play actual games, you limit it to two. You add those two games to the regular season at the end of the season, and you add an extra bye week. So instead of having a 17-week season, you have a 20-week season with two bye weeks, which means it'll help out with injuries a little bit. Yeah, you have the two extra games, but that will be big-time money makers for everybody involved. You're going to see, if that happens, salary cap will go way up. You'll see TV contracts go up. You'll see owners making more money. Now, I know the players do not want to play as many games, but the problem with that is it's better for these teams if they have a 20-week season and you have 18 games rather than you have 16. So it'll be a little bit more interesting. I don't think this is going to happen. This is what Jerry Jones, the owner and I guess GM for the Cowboys, is going to be pushing here in the next couple years, is to try to extend the NFL season. His playoffs are so short in the NFL, they're just one game, that the season doesn't feel as long. And right now, the preseason is so hard to watch. They need to figure out a way to make it more interesting, or again, just cut it, because it's truly, truly brutal. If you watch the week 3 or 4 game, no. College football starting today, you're going to watch that. And high school football, it's just not entertaining. So I think NFL's got to figure out a way to limit the preseason and maybe not even have four games. If they're going to keep the season the same way, do that. Keep it 16, but just shorten the preseason, because I have been chomping at the bit to see some regular season football. Maybe that's my own issue of not being able to have a long attention span, but I just want the regular season football to be back. I want to see the Niners and the Raiders to play. I want to see all these different stories in the NFL that are going to happen this year. All right, we're going to take a break. My guest is Michael Neal. He'll be coming on next here on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything is truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
I gotta wait for the beat to drop. There it is right there. All right, so welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 3, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. A lot of good stuff today. We talked about Aaron Rodgers, OBJ getting contract extensions and how it's going to hurt their teams. We talked about NFC East prediction. And now my guest today is athletic trainer from Simpson University, Michael Neal. Thank you for joining us again, Michael. You were on our first show, so it's been, I don't even know, 5 months, 6 months?
It's been a while.
So we'll do the twice a year, have you on twice a year. So last time you were here, we talked about injuries and ACLs, concussions, all that kind of stuff. But today I want to talk a little more about injury prevention. And I know you mentioned to me that it turns into more of how you take care of your body. So get into that a little bit for me. How can not only athletes but just people in general take care of their bodies to where they can prevent injuries?
Yeah, so just to give you a little background, anytime someone tries to look into research on injury prevention, sometimes the results are kind of upsetting. It's like, we spent all this money, we got this big grant, even the military did one, and they come back with this, yeah, we know we couldn't really find much that was helping.
Huh.
And I think that speaks to the unique nature of the human body. And if you try to do something too specific, change one specific parameter, which you do in research, you don't find the results you're looking for. So I kind of have been changing my approach a little bit and just looking at, kind of treating things as they happen. So if an injury comes in, I'm looking at why this person got the specific injury. So whether I address that from a nutritional standpoint, if it's tendonitis, maybe they need more collagen in their body. Obviously if it's a injury that happened just from a collision, you can't do much about that. But just trying to take a different approach and treat each person uniquely in that regard.
So when you're treating a student athlete, how long does it take for you to kind of know the student athlete's not like what I'm trying to explain this right, not necessarily how their body reacts to contact or how if they have weak knees or they need strength elsewhere. Does it take you a while to understand, okay, this person has maybe like weak hamstrings and that's going to affect them somehow? Does that take a while for you to realize?
Yeah, and sometimes it's in trial and error. Like, you have someone, and even something simple as an ankle, and I say simple, but it's not really that simple. The architecture, if you really get to appreciate the uniqueness of the ankle even, is pretty crazy. So trying to throw just a brace on someone's ankle and say this will work for everyone is, not very ideal. So looking at, even when I'm taping someone's ankle, I might tape one person's ankle completely different than I tape someone else's. When I'm looking at someone's posture, I can kind of break that down and say, okay, you need to work on this specific thing. Not just give these blanket exercises, oh, you have this injury, here's your exercises. So it makes my job harder, but I think in the long run, if I actually take the time to break that person down and treat them, I see less, bombardment in the training room.
Yeah.
And this time of year is even harder because I get all these new people and I'm learning all these new injuries that are coming in. So, yeah, stressful time of year.
You're like a detective.
Pretty much.
Detective of injuries. So, all right. So, what about nutrition? What type of things should we be eating to prevent our bodies from getting injured more often?
Yeah, so I think it's just taking it back to, all the things that we've cut out for convenience. We used to eat meat off the bone. We used to make bone stocks and, really get into this cuisine and have all these dishes that would provide all this nutrients. And now we're just, hitting the Chipotle real quick. Threw that one out for you.
Yeah, that was a shot at me. I am a big Chipotle enthusiast.
Yeah. I mean, just in the society that we live in, everything is convenience. So a lot of things are lacking in the diet. So collagen is a big one that I've been focusing on lately. And that is, basically the building block for any kind of tendon or cartilage. And if you don't get enough of that in your body and you're constantly breaking it down through exercise, it's just going to lead to injury and inflammation. The other two main ones that I'm focusing on are...
Where do you get collagen from? Sorry to interrupt.
No worries. Basically, if you're eating meat off the bone and you get kind of where that muscle meets the tendon and those cartilage on the end of the bone, so probably the only thing we get it from these days is eating chicken off the bone. But if someone were to actually take the time to make bone broth, and that's kind of coming back, that's why people are using that so much. And they're finding such good results with their skin and their digestion. It's just something that's lacking. And so when you put that back into the body, you're seeing those really good results.
Do you think student athletes have worse diets than you've ever seen, like this day and age, because there's so much bad food you can eat?
You are about to open a Pandora's box, my friend. Yeah, I mean, this is my nightmare. I mean, they go to the cafeteria and they get this low-quality food, or they go... money's always a factor. They go
right
to the fast food.
Top ramen,
anything that's just going to be quick and easy. And, some sports are worse than others, but it's terrible. Some people don't feel any effects from it. Others break down really quickly, and they just get in this inflamed state. that's kind of why you see that weight gain too, is not just the increase in calories, just the inflammation throughout the body that's just wreaking havoc on their body.
Yeah, and it's their first time, not always, but it's their first time kind of on their own. They don't know how to cook. I'm 23 years old, and I know how to cook about five things. So I totally understand. And you got to find food somehow, and a lot of times you got to hit McDonald's. It's quick. It's easy. This is back-to-back. I'm not – McDonald's and Chipotle aren't sponsors, by the way. Just saying that So anyway, is it athletes only, though, that need to watch their nutrition to where they can prevent injuries?
No, I think it's everybody. I mean, this day and age, the obesity epidemic is rampant. Chronic disease is rampant. You know, we're doing something wrong, and I think we're actually getting bad advice from the nutritional world as well. And on what to avoid and what to, you know, have more of. And this kind of gets into the carbohydrate debate on whether you think, you know, a lot of carbohydrates are good for you or not.
Okay, let's get into that because you're you're a big keto enthusiast. You have it on your Twitter profile. So if it's on your Twitter profile, it's got to be true. It's got to be true. So talk to me a little bit about keto. I know a little bit about it, and I know you've talked to me about it, but what does it do for you? How does it help your body? And not even in the weight losing category, though.
Okay. So to give you a history on that, in the 1950s, we came out with this research that was historically inaccurate. And we decided that fat was what caused heart disease and what made you fat. So we changed to margarine and all these different substitutes. We took fat out of food and added sugar, basically. And that's, in my opinion, what led us down this rabbit hole of, you know, chronic obesity and just things getting worse and worse and worse. If you look at, you know, when that research came out and the things we changed and how, you know, disease has progressed from that, it seems pretty obvious to me. And the reason, I think, is just, you know, we wanted someone to blame, and sugar industry was, you know, backing the research to a certain extent. So they were able to kind of get in and say, okay, we're going to blame it all on fat. So people started taking the fat out and adding a bunch of carbohydrates in. And what that does to your body is basically creates a constant insulin response, and you become insulin, you just don't react to insulin the same way. And you kind of wrecks this metabolic havoc. So the keto diet came along, and basically, you're changing, kind of flipping the switch a little bit. So instead of going all carbohydrates, you're going very low carbohydrate. And you do get that carbohydrate from, you know, more vegetables and some fruit on occasion. And you're getting a lot of your main macronutrients from fat. So that sounds crazy at first, unless you break it down and think about all the different healthy sources of fat. So eggs, for example, are a great source of healthy fats. Fish, any kind of protein source has some sort of fat that goes along with it. Even a piece of steak or chicken has a certain amount of fat. And obviously there's different qualities of fat, and people can do this diet completely wrong and have even more issues. But if you do kind of flip the paradigm a little bit, I've done this myself for about a year now, where you go moderate protein, low carbohydrate, high fat. You can see people talk about this big boost in brain function, mental clarity. You just seem more resilient in the weight room and exercise. And the fat just kind of falls off because you turn into this fat burning machine. And instead of utilizing carbohydrates for energy, you break down your own fat and turn that into ketones, ketone bodies. That's why it's called the ketogenic diet. And that kind of just keeps that fire burning, and people see great results with it.
Hey, have you seen great results from it personally?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you recommend it to your athletes?
So athletes are a little different, especially if they're going hardcore in training. They need to add a little more extra carbohydrate. So, yes, I do recommend it, but with certain adaptations, they need to add a little extra carbohydrate after heavy sessions.
So, for instance, soccer players who play 90-minute games and have long practices with lots of exercise and a lot of running probably should have more carbohydrates.
Yes, and they only really need to do that in the post-exercise window. Otherwise, they can stay pretty much ketogenic until then.
And you talk about the mental clarity. Where does that come from?
That comes from just the brain being able to utilize that fat for fuel. And kind of it's almost cleaner energy. If you think about diesel versus gasoline, it doesn't break down as much and create as much inflammation in the body to break down fat as it does carbohydrates. So you're getting this clean energy. It's actually improving your cardiovascular health and your artery health, even though people think fat is going to mess that up. So you're seeing basically a cleaner fuel. So you're feeling the metabolic effects of that.
Have you seen any reports or tests being done about keto and the effects of it?
Tests in what regard?
Where multiple people are taking or going into keto and seeing the aftermaths of it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, kind of experience, and people are describing this. It hasn't been out enough to do those long-term studies.
Is this pretty new?
It is relatively new. Well, it's an ancient concept. Before we got into agriculture, it was, we were always kind of in this fasted state. So when you're fasted, not eating food at all, you start to break down that fat for fuel. So yes, it's coming back around and people are seeing these great effects. Even if you go through someone's Instagram or on Twitter, you'll find lots of different success stories. We haven't got to the point where we could actually get that data and really prove that this is beneficial. But if you really understand what's going on with metabolism and you take a step back and even though this has been ingrained in us that grain is the answer. If you take a step back, I was skeptical at first too, which you should be. I mean, you should do your own research. Don't take my word for it. If you look at everything, you actually realize, wow, this makes a lot of sense.
What about intermittent fasting? You just mentioned it a little bit. I know that's kind of something I've seen pop up on social media a lot. I know you don't eat for a certain period of time. What does that do for the body, though?
Kind of the same idea. So it works even better if you're doing ketogenic and intermittent fasting together. But the idea is you're compressing your eating window. So instead of eating, say you get up at 7 a.m., you have your first meal, and you're going all day, and you have a late-night snack at 10 p.m., that eating window is huge. So the amount of time that you're not eating is very small. The idea with intermittent fasting is you flip that. So your eating window is shortened, and you're fasting for the rest of that. And the idea is you're letting your digestive system rest a little bit to a certain extent, break down all that stuff, but you're also giving it a chance to use that fat for fuel. So switching into the ketones burning and not always getting your energy from food, but getting it from your fat storage, which we have a bunch of.
So basically intermittent fasting combined with keto is a good way to burn fat and start that process in your body.
Exactly.
So do you think that someone who is overweight and obese, this is a good way to start to make that change nutritionally?
Definitely, yeah.
All right, Michael Neal, by the way, how do you go that long without eating, though? Are you hungry? Have you done it personally?
I have. I think the longest I've done was probably a 15-hour. But, I mean, if you do it at night, so you just stop eating, like, say, 5 or 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and try to resist that urge to snack late at night, your eating window, because you're sleeping for, 7-8 hours,
right,
is extended. So
most people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Michael Neal, a lot of great stuff. Appreciate you coming on the show again today. And I hope you learned something, because I did. Although a couple of those big vocab words, I didn't quite follow. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Michael. We'll take a break. We'll be back. NFC South predictions coming up next. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
This is Carl and Linda Baugh. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. We're here on Labor Day, even if the government's not working. And we'll have Enjoy the Magazine talking about what great things are happening here in the North State this month. Also, June Bell with I Love Reading. What is that organization and what is it doing? This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
This is Coraline DeBott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. We're here on Labor Day, even if the government's not working. And we'll have Enjoy the Magazine talking about what great things are happening here in the North State this month. Also, June Bell with I Love Reading. What is that organization and what is it doing? This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. It's kind of been a strangely timed show today. We don't have our usual breaks at the 15, 30, and 45 marks, but we're still here. So credit to Jared King, our producer, for staying with me and hanging hanging with me throughout this year. All right, a couple things real quick before I get to NFC South. Basically, the San Francisco Giants season is over, and as a Giants fan, I'm very upset. Traded away McCutchen this week, shutting down Posey for the year. They've basically thrown in the towel. McCutchen went to the Yankees. So now it becomes time to look at next year and to see if they need to keep Johnny Cueto. They got a couple players they could look at trading, so it'll be interesting. Got to get rid of Hunter Pence's contract, in my opinion, even though it's not that big. He's been dreadful this year. They've had injuries hurt him and things like that, but they need to have some better hitters in the lineup. The ERA for the starting pitchers has been fantastic, just not good on the offensive side. Also, Jalen Ramsey calling out players in the NFL. I don't know if you've seen this story. It has been absolutely hilarious to the media. He's been calling multiple players trash, and it reminds me of, it makes me laugh, to be honest, it reminds me of the Boom Roasted episode of The Office, where Michael Scott just comes in and absolutely destroys everybody after the roast of Michael Scott. Anyway, so I love it. It makes me laugh. He's going to have a target on his back most of the year. All right, NFC South predictions. Jerry, we still got that underlaying music? Let's hit it. We don't. Okay, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it without. Sorry. Like I said, this has been a wild show. All right, NFC South predictions. Oh, look at him. He's already got it ready to go. What an unbelievable. He's the man. All right, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks. The NFC is so good. They're so good. There's so many good teams. All right, so I'm gonna start backwards this time. Usually I start with the number one team. I start with the last team. And this is why, because the Buccaneers... Credit to my friend Dan Anderson for being a fan of them. However, they are they're going to have a rough year. This might be the last year for Jameson in Tampa Bay. He's out for three games because of the suspension. It's do or die time with him. I have them at 5-11 just because they have a great division that they're in. Mike Evans, their wide receiver, is very, very good, a top five wideout in the league. But Jameis Winston is basically going to fight for his job this year, long term. Who knows if this guy is going to be the long-term solution for the Bucs, because it hasn't seemed like it. They drafted him, what, 4 or 5 years ago? And they haven't even really had a chance because he hasn't been able to do things that we thought he was going to be able to do when he was the number one overall pick. All right, moving up. Now the rest of the division is all above 500, in my opinion. We have the New Orleans Saints, who is Sean Payton and Drew Brees yet again. It looks like they're going to have a good defense again. And Drew Brees, who's breaking records left and right, probably a top 10 quarterback all time. And he continues to do great things despite losing his hair. The Panthers are going to have them at 9-7, and this is all based on Cam. If Cam Newton can get back to MVP Cam Newton, this team is going to be very, very good. They have a very, very good defense yet again. They have a much better defense than the New Orleans Saints. I think they will, head-to-head, the Panthers will beat the Saints, but it is so tough to win in New Orleans. I have the Panthers at 9-7, possibly fighting for a wild card spot. We'll see. But again, the NFC is so, so loaded. And the top of the division, the NFC South, is the Atlanta Falcons at 10-6. And I just think Matt Ryan's going to have a bounce-back year. We saw him have an MVP year 2 years ago. That's when they had a different offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan, who's now the head coach at San Francisco. So with another year under his belt, under the new offensive coordinator, I think Matt Ryan will have a bounce-back year. They also have a number of weapons on the outside. They have Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman as a running back by committee, which we've seen be successful in the NFL the last couple years instead of having one guy. So, and of course they have Julio Jones, who might be the best target out on the outside. And they also got a number of guys, Mohamed Sanu. They got a lot of weapons offensively. So they're very, very good, and they're going to be a tough team to stop. But their defense is just a little bit above average. So, you know, it's going to be a little interesting to see. But I do have the Falcons at 10-6. So the Falcons 10-6, Panthers 9-7, Saints 9-7, and the Buccaneers 5-11. So that's the NFC South predictions. A lot of good stuff on the show today. We talked a little bit about football last night. A lot of NFC East, NFC South. Great stuff from Michael Neal. If you missed it, go back onto the podcast and listen to some fantastic things that he said about nutrition and injury prevention. A lot of good stuff. I appreciate him coming on the show. My thanks, as always, to Jared King, our producer, who had to hang with me today. And now I'm actually very excited, Jared. This is probably my favorite song on the way out we've played yet. Let's hit it. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll be back next week. Well, baby, I'm a put on a show kind of girl. Don't let the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens 7.